This is the Featured Business of the Week, a feature of LM Communications Radio Group. I'm with my co-host and friend, Alan Stein. Alan, how are you today?
I am doing swell. How are you, Skip?
I'm dandy. I got Dr. Austin Stone, assistant professor at the Department of Orthopedic Medicine at UK. He's also, Center for Cartilage Restoration and Repair, the team physician for UK, team physician for Eastern Kentucky University, and an assistant professor at the Department of Orthopedic Surgery. Good day.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so my first question is, what do you do in your free time?
Not a lot of free time, but as you can imagine, it's athletically focused. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
Do you have a sports background yourself?
I do. So while I played soccer primarily for over a decade in the usual trio of soccer, basketball, and baseball when I was younger, most of my older athletic experience was in track and cross country, and then that migrated to cycling, and I used to race road bikes.
Well, there we go. We've got a guy who knows what he's talking about.
So, that's definite.
You know, you've probably had some aches and pains yourself along the way.
There's been a few, but I've been very fortunate that mostly it's related to overuse injuries. A few surgeries myself, but I bounced back.
So how did you get into this particular area of medicine?
So I went to medical school with the sole goal of becoming an orthopedic surgeon because of the way that I had been treated by my orthopedic surgeons. And that was really inspiring to me. So when I made the decision to pursue a career in medicine, it was all about orthopedics. Now, within the subspecialties of orthopedics, I really enjoyed focusing on maintaining an active lifestyle, helping others return to things that they love, and maximizing the quality of what they have available to them.
Well, let's dive right into it then. Start with just telling us, what is sports medicine and orthopedic surgery?
Sure. So orthopedic surgery focuses on the musculoskeletal system. So those are bones and ligaments, cartilage, joint movement, joint motion. And sports medicine is a subdivision of that that really maintains the integrity of the tissue. And its primary goal is maintaining function. And most of that is not with joint replacements, which are done by most of my partners in a different area of orthopedic surgery. Most of it is in repairs and restoration and a limited reconstruction to optimize function.
What do you mostly see then? And people my age, obviously, replacements of shoulders and hips and knees and that sort of thing. But what you're doing is more repairing and restoring. What are you seeing most of?
Well, the beauty of sports medicine is that it actually spans adolescence all the way through older adults. And so see a lot of anterior cruciate ligament injuries. These are knee injuries, kneecap dislocations. See elbow injuries such as ulnar collateral ligament injuries or the Tommy John type surgeries in throwers. And then also rotator cuff injuries, shoulder dislocations in contact athletes. And then the actual shoulder replacements, which you mentioned, fall under the domain of sports medicine. So we have a real continuity of care for the duration of the athlete.
The term sports medicine has come a long way in the last few years. It was just like, well, back when I played football, it was get up, you're okay. And now it's last night on the UK game, EJ Montgomery hit his head on another player. And that would be, I thought they'd take him out for a concussion or something. But, I mean, the intensity of sports has really grown your area of expertise.
It has, very much. And the duration that players play sports starting very young and continuing well into adulthood, the weekend warriors and then beyond, the aging athlete is actually a thing now. And I think that's a testament to not only the commitments of those athletes, but also to our specialty in maintaining their health and their function. And I would say, above all, the most important thing for us is preventing injury. And if we could prevent injury, then that's a win for the whole specialty.
Well, let's talk about injury prevention. And what do you do at the very beginning when an injury occurs?
Right. So if it's an overuse type injury, it tends not to be related to a trauma, a big hit in a football game or a basketball game or a throw gone wrong in a baseball game. But they tend to be soreness that won't go away, joint aches and pains that seem to be persistent. Those are the overuse injuries. And so if we start to see those and can get on top of it earlier, we can treat those without any operation. Sometimes it's as simple as rest. And in these year-round athletes, especially younger year-round athletes with sports specialization, rest is so critical. But then we also discuss with the athlete and talk about what their goals are, what their parents' abilities and goals are, and to see if we can't allow them to have cross-training or maybe participate in multiple sports to enhance their overall athletic career, but also then the sport that they're specializing on.
Well, I think what I'm hearing you say, and correct me if I'm too far afield here, but a big debate amongst athletes, particularly professional athletes who've been doing this all their lives, is to recommend multiple sports, playing different sports at different times of the year so that you don't get these repetitive motion kinds of injuries. It sounds to me like you're agreeing with that.
Absolutely. I think it's really important. And, you know, I had the privilege of working with the Chicago Bulls and the Chicago White Sox and Chicago soccer team as part of my training and work. And in working with these teams, these athletes, the people that make it to that professional level are typically very gifted athletically and could
right.
do a lot of things really well. And so I really encourage youth athletes to explore those options, avoid the overuse injuries, and develop their global athletic skills as they progress to specializing in one sport.
Sounds to me like this ought to be a conversation with parents more than the athletes themselves.
It very much is. And the parents play a huge role in adolescent injury and management and prevention.
A long time, the stretch is one of the biggest things in sports. You see them out there stretching on football fields and basketball courts and things like that. That's the key to it, but it's being conditioned 100%, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I think the holistic approach to the athlete is really important, and orthopedics certainly plays a role in that, but it's not limited just to that. The medical and nutrition side of things is very important as well. And here at the University of Kentucky, we're very privileged to have an excellent team, both in rehab and physical therapists, that are specialized in conditioning athletes, but also throughout the athlete's lifestyle as their needs and expectations change. And so managing optimal nutrition, managing mobility, and managing conditioning is really a team-based approach on the medical side of things and surgical side of things as much as the athlete and the team sport that they may be participating in.
That sounds like that's your management approach to managing these injuries, right?
Absolutely. Injuries are multifaceted, and I think that it's very important to have a multifaceted management approach to that injury.
Well, like what? Explain a multifaceted approach.
Sure. So if you come in with a traumatic injury, let's say that you injured your ACL, your anterior cruciate ligament, so you had a knee injury. And so I know what the surgical solution is. If you're an athlete that would like to return to that level of play, then we can make a recommendation. I think it's really important from the surgeon's perspective to understand what the expectation is of the athlete and counsel them preoperatively about what they can expect. And so we have that conversation, the surgery's done, and then the athlete has the rehabilitation component to it. The surgery is just one day, but the rehabilitation can be several months, up to a year or even longer. And during that time period, it's really important to have the surgical team, the surgeon, the physical therapist, and the athlete and their respective trainers, family, and support structure all on the same page as they progress.
Do you stay with the patient all the way through the therapy?
Absolutely.
Rehab?
So when I manage an injury, I see that patient from when the injury occurs all the way through the completion and their medical clearance to return to whatever their activity is. And that's different for every patient, different for every injury, and different even for every sport.
This is the Featured Business of the Week, a feature of LM Communications Radio. We are featuring UK healthcare this week and have Dr. Austin Stone, the assistant professor at the Department of Orthopedic Medicine, and a laundry list of other stuff that we won't go into right now. But you're pretty versed in stuff like this.
What about your areas of focus?
So I'm a shoulder, elbow, and knee surgeon primarily. I treat adolescents all the way through up older adults, and not just the weekend warriors and the elite athletes. I treat anybody with a sporting type problem or simply a return to work active lifestyle type problem. And this varies from cartilage restoration and repair, meniscus injuries, meniscus transplantations, which are some of the more advanced procedures that I do, in addition to reconstructive surgery for the knee in terms of ligaments and tendons, and then also for elbow injuries such as overuse injuries, tendon tears such as a distal biceps tear or a Tommy John injury. And then in the shoulder, rotator cuff injuries, shoulder dislocations for cartilage in the shoulder, and then all the way up to shoulder replacements. So while that sounds like a big breath, it really follows some common themes in orthopedic sports medicine.
And those themes are?
Tissue integrity and preservation, and then understanding the dynamic movement of the joint. If you have a joint that's been injured and moves abnormally or has some cartilage that cannot be repaired, then understanding what the options are to restore that joint to maximal function and get people back to the activities that they want to be back to.
You know, I'm showing my age now, but as I was growing up as a baseball fan, there was this legendary story about how Dizzy Dean, the great pitcher, got hit with a line drive in his toe, and it ended up screwing up his shoulder. So that's exactly what you just said, because he was favoring that. They didn't have the interventions that we have now. His mechanics were changed. The integrity of his shoulder was compromised, and that was the end of his career.
Absolutely. I mean, I think as a community, one of our biggest challenges in sports medicine is always pushing the envelope. Just like athletes always want to push and get better, we ourselves are responsible for doing the same thing in terms of understanding their mechanics, understanding patient needs, and then responding to those and being on the forefront of the information. I think that's one of our focuses.
I'm pretty sure this is the only time you're going to be hit with a Dizzy Dean reference.
Probably the case.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the injuries that we've seen on the field. Like the Patrick Mahomes this year, he dislocated his kneecap and then was back in 3 weeks?
Right. So, you know, I actually take care of a large volume of kneecap dislocations. And so when you think about it, the remarkable thing about the kneecap dislocation in that, especially in older adults, if it happens once and it's related to a trauma, you may be able to heal that without surgery. And understanding that is a very important thing. He then went on to win the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
This is a huge win. And so understanding the appropriate time for a given intervention, in his case, it was rehabilitation and non-operative management, and had a very skilled medical team and group of trainers that worked him through that, and he got back and won the biggest game in football. So I think that expertise is critical, and certainly we do bring that to the table in the University of Kentucky Sports Medicine. And that is just one example of how surgery is not always the right answer. It's really about understanding the player, the injury, the person, the job, and getting them back to what they want to do.
Well, that leads me to my next question about use of non-surgical methods and surgical adjustments. It's called orthobiologics, is that right?
Right. So orthobiologics is a relatively new field, and our understanding is evolving daily. And so orthobiologics helps the body heal in a way that the body just can't get over the hump. So using your own body's opportunities to heal is really the goal. And so an example of orthobiologics, which has gained a lot of press, is platelet-rich plasma. And that is where they take some blood, spin it down, and we inject the growth factors into an area. Now, I think it's really important. This is not a cure-all. It doesn't grow new tissue. And I think it's often mismarketed by a lot of people. So it's important to have a very good conversation with your treating physician about what this means and what its options are and what the limitations are.
Are the limitations age in the patient?
The age does play a role,
yeah.
And there's some very good literature that has come out recently to suggest that age does have a pretty significant influence on a lot of components in the body for healing, although it does not mean that you can't do it. Platelet-rich plasma happens to offer a good option for treatment of knee osteoarthritis if you find the proper window and the proper preparation.
Can you share with us some of the ongoing research that addresses some of these things beyond the platelet replacement?
Right. So not only do we do the platelet injections, but we also have utilized the body's stem cells. And that's a very charged word. And so it's important to understand what those are and what they are and cannot do.
Yeah, help us with that.
Sure. So one of the areas that we can treat right now, which is FDA approved, is called bone marrow aspirate concentrate. And so those are some stem cells that we can use and we can inject into tissues to help reduce inflammation and help that joint normalize. Or perhaps we can also use it to help a graft better integrate. And so there's been several studies that have come out. And the important thing is it's not a cure-all, so it only works in certain situations. And those are really specific conversations to have.
Are those stem cells, are those cells extracted from living marrow?
They are, from your own marrow. And
right.
So it is your own blood products that are used to help with these. And that's a very important thing. We're not taking them from other individuals. That's not allowed or legal in the United States or really any other country.
Sure. You know, you mentioned earlier that you get so many injuries from youth sports and athletics. As a parent, and we have a lot of parents out there in our audience who will want to know the answer to this question, are there any sports that are more or less prone to injuries, in at least in what you're seeing? We're talking baseball, soccer, basketball, football, right?
Yeah, so there are, for specific joints, you see elbow and shoulder injuries far more commonly in baseball, and that makes sense because you throw a ball a lot, especially in pitchers. And I'd say that it has a lot to do with positions. Starting pitching early really increases the exposure, the risk to your arm. And so it's more likely over time that you'll see an injury from that. In terms of football, those are contact athletes as well. And so just that repetitive contact to the knees, you can have shoulder dislocations as well. Those are the two joints that seem to take the brunt of it, in addition to heads with concussions, which is a hot topic, as rightly so now, and should be monitored. And so the other overuse injuries are really more specific to those types of sports, where you can see overuse injuries in gymnastics from the repetitive handsprings and bending your bodies repetitively in a certain type of way that is at the limit of their normal rotation, just as an example.
Tennis in the shoulder.
Sure, certainly, and tennis in the elbow as well. Right. Certainly older adults are familiar with tennis elbow as almost a rite of passage. And so right. You know, those types of things, they show up later in life, but those can happen much earlier in life as well.
Is there a term, the hip pointer? Is that still around? I haven't heard that in years.
It is still around, but I think with some of the changing techniques and evolving techniques in both padding and tackling, that you don't hear about it quite as much.
And what's your opinion on the head rules in football, as far as taking care of concussions, things like that?
I am a member of a team that manages concussions. I'm not myself a concussion expert, though I'm familiar with it as a team physician. And so I think that those rules are very important and have come a long way as our understanding of the implications of head injuries has evolved. The brain is an extraordinarily complex organ and one that we have a very superficial understanding of. And so it's important to protect it, especially knowing what we don't know. That our limited knowledge is really the major factor driving a lot of these rules. So I think it's important to preserve it.
Amongst the things that you do in your day-to-day routine, you are the team physician for EKU and UK Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little flavor of that.
Sure. So I'm part of a pretty broad team at the University of Kentucky. We have both primary care sports medicine fellow team physicians with really focus on the medical side of our care of the athletes, and then the orthopedic side. And so we have a team in the sports medicine division that helps care for the University of Kentucky. The head team physician for football is Dr. Darren Johnson, one of my partners, and the head team physician for basketball is Dr. Scott Mayer, also one of my partners. And then I serve not only as an assistant team physician for those, but also covering a lot of the Olympic sports and other sports as well. And so our partnership with the primary care sports medicine people at the University of Kentucky, we really take care of the entire athletic department comprehensively.
And is that similar to what your relationship is at EKU?
So it is at Eastern Kentucky University. I serve as the lead surgeon, and so I take care of pretty much all sports at Eastern Kentucky University. And my the global head team physician is Dr. Kimberly Kaiser, who is one of my partners on the internal medicine, family medicine, sports side.
Which brings us back to the topic. What do you do with your free time? My goodness.
Well, before we get away, Doctor, tell us how most of our listeners are not going to be EKU or UK athletes. How does a normal person who has an injury or a child with an injury, how do we reach you? How do we get in touch with UK Health?
Right. So our outpatient offices are at UK Turfland, and then we have a sports medicine offices there. And we even have a walk-in clinic that opens 7 a.m. 5 days a week, where you will see a board-certified fellowship-trained physician, which I think is really important when we talk about expertise and understanding injury management and how best to address that. And that's open to anyone with an injury within 72 hours.
And what are the hours of that?
So that runs from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. in terms of just walk-in. That means you don't need an appointment. You
right.
can come anytime. Now, all of our appointments, we have very, very good rapid access to physicians within the Division of Sports Medicine, and those appointments can be made by contacting UK Healthcare either through their website or the office number at Turfland. And those are rapidly made, and anybody with an injury is welcome, and we'll get you to the right spot.
Good deal. Anything you want to say as we wrap up?
Well, I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk about what we do. We're really proud of our innovation in sports medicine, and we have a lot of active research going on how best to manage athletes and how to get them back quickly. And those management strategies in athletes directly carry over to people who are weekend warriors or simply want to lead an active lifestyle or get back to their job. And so I think it's really important to consider that devotion to the athletes translating into better care for all the patients that we see.
Outstanding. Well, we really appreciate you being here today.
Kind of like NASCAR and what they do with IndyCars and stuff like that. It makes our cars better.
Yes.
So it trickles down, so to speak.
Absolutely.
That's our goal. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us, Dr. Austin Stone, the assistant professor of the Department of Orthopedic Surgery, Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Center for Cartilage Restoration and Repair, the team physician for UK, the team physician for Eastern Kentucky, and you sell popcorn at halftime, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks for being our guest. This has been the Featured Business of the Week, a service of the LM Communications Radio Group.